everybody, from Charlotte as the Browns get ready to take on the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. Jim Donovan along with Nathan Zagora. Thanks for joining us for Cleveland Browns Today. The numbers don't add up. Imagine Carolina's playing for a playoff spot and the Browns come in at 7-7 and have a very, very faint playoff hope. But let's talk about this game. Johnny Manziel's second start, and there's a big, big room for improvement.
Oh, no question about it. Nowhere to go but up for Johnny Manziel. The good news is another week of practice, another week of reps, so he's kind of doubled his time with the first team. And I think what they need to come out and establish the run to help him out, get him out on the edge a little bit more, not as much pistol as we saw last week, and let his athleticism take over, but also let him win for the pocket. When he gets the ball out quickly, he's very effective, and that's what they need to do early.
Let's talk about that running game, because really, when you trace the three losses in a row, you trace the fact that the Browns have really shut down themselves on the run. The last time they really ran the ball effectively was in Atlanta.
Yeah, that was the only time they've been over 4 yards per carry in their last nine games, and it's a simple formula. When the Browns run for 100 yards, they're 5-2. When they don't, they're 2-5. So controlling the game on the ground is key, and that's why I think it's so important. Get out to an early lead. We've seen the Browns run when they get out to leads. That's what they did in Cincinnati. Cincinnati gets out the lead. They ran all over the Browns. So I think a fast start will be key to kind of jumpstart everything, get some momentum.
Nathan, let's talk about the Browns defense right now. You mentioned that Cincinnati ran right through them and right over them last week. And that was a big, big surprise coming into that game. You would think Carolina will try and do the same thing.
No question. Jonathan Stewart's averaging over 100 yards a game the last three. He's gotten 20 or more carries each of the last two. Four of the five backs that face the Browns with 20 or more carries have run for 100 yards, and the Browns do not have a win when they face a 100-yard back. So it's critical to stop the run, put the ball in the hands of Cam Newton, and use this great back end. Number one in the league in interceptions, number one in the league in passes defense, number one in the league in opposing quarterback rating allowed. They need to make Carolina one-dimensional, which goes back to the beginning. Get out to a lead. Force them to throw the football.
What about the Carolina defense? It's led by a terrific linebacker out of Boston College, Luke Kuechly.
Yeah, he's one of the best middle linebackers in the league, over 150 tackles already. They're strong up front, but they are missing one of their great pieces up front there. So you can take advantage of that. The Browns, again, need to establish the run and move this line. If they can do that early, they're going to have a lot of success.
So let's see if we can get rid of this bad taste in everybody's mouth where the Browns have lost three in a row. Two games to go in the regular season. One part of that comes up tomorrow when they take on the Carolina Panthers. For Nathan Zagora, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us on ClevelandBrowns.com.